So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic and get ready to sway.
Uh-oh. Did you start the podcast?
I started the podcast.
Don't tell me. We have been gotten.
Welcome, everyone, to the Octavarius Podcast. Yay. This is episode number 87 of the podcast.
Feeling a blevin.
87. And without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Gustelby.
Hey, it's Scott.
Hey, it's Brian.
Hi, it's LP.
Hey, it's Cloud.
Oh, hey, it's Dins.
Hey, it's Keith.
Hey, it's Nick.
And hello, podcast lovers. It's Mark.
Oh, wow.
Great. So let's go ahead and get started with
the what, Dins?
The, Oh, shit!
Oh,
Mark, what did I forget?
Oh, the mailbag!
Mailbag, that's right. That's what I forgot. I forgot the mailbag.
Well, podcast lovers, I have your mailbag right here.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just open this up.
What? Don't burn it.
Don't burn it.
This letter comes to us from one Blue. Just Blue.
Okay.
That's my boy. And it says... says, hey Octavarius, long-time listener, first-time writer. I really love the shows that you guys are doing, but I just don't feel like they're as educational as they could be. I like my entertainment to teach very basic lessons about things, like the kind of stuff that preschoolers would need to know. Also, there aren't nearly enough rugby shirts in your shows. Do you think you could maybe get a few people wearing more of those?
Is he drunk? Was he drunk when he wrote this?
I'm assuming so, because the handwriting is all over the place. Maybe something like that Blue's Clues show. I hear that's really great. Or Sesame Street, I guess, if you're a pauper.
Isn't that Blue that's writing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he knows what he likes. She? I'm sorry, Blue, if you're out there. If you're listening. What's up with that? And then there's a big paw print on the bottom.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's a clue.
A clue to what we're supposed to be talking about?
Yeah.
Probably kids' shows.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We didn't even find the other two.
In that letter, it brought up something that's very interesting to me. And Castelvi, you have a computer, and I'd really like you to figure out if you could Google this. Because this happened in our lifetime. Perhaps you can bring this up later in the podcast, Castelvi.
Okay.
When did, and I know it happened in our lifetimes, because this changed when we were kids, when did they have to integrate some sort of educational element to children's programming? Like, when did that happen? They did not always have to do that. Because Looney Tunes was not always educational, neither was Tom and Jerry.
But I wasn't watching that when I was like 4 or 5.
I know, but they changed that when we were kids. That they made that a law that if you had children's programming, you had to have some sort of educational thing.
It's a law?
It's part of your broadcasting. Like, you have to educate instead of just entertain the children.
About like superhero cartoons.
There are lessons, as long as they can prove that there are lessons in them.
Right. What about that is the thing? The lesson of not to order bullshit from Acme.
Like,
cartoons,
they weren't necessarily kids' shows back in the day. They were just entertainment.
And now we have the
They were considered
system.
Kid Looney Tunes was considered a kids' show.
It was a movie. There were movies.
There were short films. If you look it up, if you want to look, I promise you, please just look it up. I want to know when they had to do that, because I know it happened when we were kids, that shift happened, because originally you did not have to do that. Now you have to. And that happened when we were kids, and that was a big change in things. And they even address it in like Mrs. Doubtfire. And I forget what other things they address it in, but yeah, you have to have certain amount of educational programming if you have children's programming. Like a certain percentage. There's some sort of rule.
I wonder if I could hazard a guess of the year of this. I'm willing to, and we'll find out later, but I bet you it was 1984 was the year.
It was something when Reagan was president. I know it was Reagan.
Because I bet you it was right after Temple of Doom came out, or like right around Temple of Doom and Goonies.
Do you think so?
I do. Actually, I think I might be. I'm not sure if I'm right on this,
yeah,
but I think I'm right.
Yeah, this shit's real, man.
His parents had a huge problem with Temple of Doom because obviously it involved children getting whipped and like heart ripping out, and they're like, you need initially, like LP said, a rating system. And then when Goonies came out, because everyone brought their kids, because there was kids, there was also like the freaky kind of like monster kind of thing whose name I can't
Sloth.
Think of. Sloth, yeah. They were like, the government needs to, somebody needs to step in and be like, warn people about this.
Yeah, and the kids swore,
the kids were swearing, so yeah. I wonder if that was around the time that they were like, something else, this can't just be entertainment, so I'm wondering if it's around then.
It's, yeah, it happened when we were kids, but, you know, and gosh, yeah, it was sometime in the 80s. I know there was a shift, because, yeah, that was considered children's programming, Castelvi, and I know, yes, Looney Tunes, it started out as short films, but it was broadcast on television for years as children's programming. And now a lot of our children's programming that we know as educational programming, you know, Sesame Street, and stuff that was on PBS.
I found out when it was.
When was it?
It's 1990 with the Children's Television Act.
So it was Bush,
huh? So
to
not
ensure
1984.
Maybe that started the
so what? What's the rule? What's the rule? Why do you have to do that? Does it say?
It's very long.
Well, maybe you can
That's
look
okay.
it
we
over
time,
while we talk about other shows or something. But Keith,
yeah, stay out of the conversation.
Well, I'll look it over.
Hi,
if
guys.
You want me to look it over, I'll look it over. Keith, you're hosting this show. Why'd you pick kids shows?
I just think there's a lot of there's so much to mostly Nick Jr. is a lot of what's being parodied in our show on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think the main reason is that I was watching Nick Jr. far beyond the age I should have been watching Nick Jr. Like. Probably up to 11 or 12. It was on TV, and in Tennessee we had 25 to 30 channels up until I was like 15 or 16. And if I was home from sick, home from school sick.
That was a big, yeah, that was my sick day in elementary school.
What am I supposed to do besides watch that episode of Blue's Clues again? And I always really did hate that there was the same episode every single day of the week.
Yep.
I thought
do you know
that
they,
was cheap.
But I would watch it 3 days in a row, too.
Do you know they do that for, like, a really specific reason,
yeah.
too?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps kids get it.
Yeah.
But
get
when
it.
You're older than those kids.
It sucks, because you have to
yeah,
watch the same plot.
Kids, I hope you're dumb.
And there's not a lot of new things to discover between the lines of Little Bear.
Little Bear.
Yeah, Little Bear. Great.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
even Rugrats.
Fucking awesome Little Bear.
Rugrats was great because it was part of Nick Jr., but Rugrats is way more entertainment than education. And they changed
like, I
the
feel
episodes.
Like, well, then, when we're talking about like the education stuff, I feel it's kids shows have to be very different than like kids shows. Like Rugrats, I don't think is a show that's for like we're talking about Caillou, Arthur. Those
versus
education
like
are something that you,
yeah.
it's a developmental
we are
show.
We're talking about
yeah. Rugrats
yeah.
is like you know you're seven, you're getting mm-hmm. you're older. You're,
like Doug.
Yeah, like Doug. Like that's
it's not like
right.
educational.
I think I feel like that. Yeah, those are developmental, but they're developmental in a whole different way. They're more like coming to terms with the fact that you're a human being now, and you have to deal
right.
with like life's responsibilities.
It's pretty
okay.
wild.
All right. Well. It is well established that the quality educational television programming can have significant positive effects on young viewers' cognitive and social developments.
Uh-huh.
So in return, for free use of the public airwaves, broadcasters are required to air 3 hours of children's educational programming per week as the Children's
wow.
Television Act.
But that's just public.
So the chant...
Yes, correct. And it was added in 2006, the FCC... passed additional rules requiring broadcasters to include three hours per week of educational / informational / programming of each of their digital television stations. So now I think everyone
cable?
Has
so like
yeah.
even
so
what's
cable,
like
everybody.
But what's like the educational programming on Comedy Central?
But they're not broadcasting towards children.
I would argue that South Park is very educational. Not for children of 2-3 years, obviously.
But this doesn't say, does it say somewhere, Castelvi, that it has to be children's
Well, it's
networks?
The Children's Television Act. Yeah. So if you have children's programming
well, it
at
says,
all...
It says right here that because of this Children's Act, it's kind of like people have been interpreting like the act kind of like willy-nilly. They put like the Flintstones and the Jetsons in there, and they're like, oh, it's about history and future, respectively.
it's teaching our kids about the future.
So they see, and then because of its inception, the FCC came out, and then the whole sorts of...
It's really vague, but they made this rule in 1990, and it changed kids' TV. Mrs. Doubtfire deals with it with a little bit, and I forget the other movies and things that dealt with it at that time in the early 90s. But it was a big shift in kids' TV, because you look at like there are some lessons in Smurfs. G.I. Joe always had that one segment that would be like. Knowing is half the battle.
I feel like that was
twice.
Captain Planet
for a while.
Captain Planet always at the very end has like an environmental message.
Yeah, I think there was that like 5 or 6 years when like it seemed every children's cartoon had that little bit crammed in the end so they could say
the reason that bit is in there is because only 1 in 8 children's educational TV programs meet high quality standards.
Yeah.
So
the rest is shit.
The rest is shit. That's what it says, man.
That's what they think. And so like you have to.
It's just garbage.
It's so funny. And that changed entertainment for kids forever. But I feel like Sesame Street had the best balance always. I don't know anybody that did it better than Sesame Street. I don't know anybody that does it better than Sesame Street, aside from possibly Yo Gabba Gabba today.
Yo Gabba Gabba is so strange.
Yo Gabba Gabba is so one of my favorite shows on television.
My favorite thing about
Breaking Bad, Yo Gabba Gabba.
They teach you like it's almost like, hey, don't be a douchebag. Like it's like don't grow up to be this way. Like don't be selfish.
Yeah.
Like and it's like
life's lessons.
But like in Sesame Street, I always felt like I'm learning like a teacher would teach me. Like they're teaching me things that I can read in a book. Whereas Yo Gabba Gabba, like, yeah, they're life lessons. It's just like, hey, when you grow up, like, don't push that kid. Or like,
it's also teaching you cool stuff. Like, they
like
bring
Jack
on,
Black is cool.
Yeah, they bring on celebrities that kids shouldn't know by that point. And they teach you about like hip hop music, electronic music, indie music. It's teaching you to be a cool dude.
Well, that's what Sesame Street was for that earlier generation, because it was teaching them rock music. And teaching them,
Sesame Street still has pretty cool indie musicians.
They do quite a bit still. Yo Gabba Gabba is probably surpassed.
They go alls out, balls out.
Yeah, Sesame Street and their indie credibility.
Yo Gabba Gabba drives me nuts sometimes, though, because they'll do segments that have no context to them. That, like, there's no way a child could understand.
Oh, like, you mean, like, the segments where there's a white background and children are riding a vehicular fruit?
See, that one's fun, but there's one where they're, like, there's one where someone just yells, like, counting! And then they just count back from 10 to 1 once, and then just goes on to something else.
Dude, every once in a while, I have a counting fit, and I just want to count backwards from 10.
Kids went nuts for Yo Gabba Gabba. Like, now they're saying, like, they just want to watch this one episode on repeat. Like, they'll go.
That's why the way they package their DVDs is great, and why I am incredibly frustrated by their DVD packaging. Because Yo Gabba Gabba, in addition to many children's television shows, their DVDs now are packaged kind of like their VHSs were. They're only 4 episodes in a DVD. So kids can just watch it again and again and again. But if you're a 25-year-old that buys a Yo Gabba Gabba DVD set and you pay $15 for it, you want more than 4 episodes out of it. You know?
That's how I feel.
You're listening to us all, Tim.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, I have the Sesame Street box set. I love the Sesame Street box set.
As do I.
And I learned so much from it. And I, you know, I feel like even, Mark, at any point, kids love counting. At any time you give a kid an opportunity to count, it's great.
Show off. Like,
I don't think they have the opportunity, because in Yo Gabba Gabba, it happens so fast.
Oh, they...
Life happens fast.
Hang with some kids. They'll count.
And, like, I can't watch an episode of Blue's Clues, but Blue's Clues, I think, does this really well. where like everything that happens like is set up. They get, do everything they can so that every kid can succeed at whatever they're doing. Like, yeah, it's slower, and they'll draw the line of thought for you. So like you'll know every if they're gonna assemble the clues, they'll be like a penguin lives in the Arctic and it eats fish, and like, you know, they'll just lead you through each thing step by step, and it will like show it to you visually, and it'll like do all this stuff. And they actually did research, and like kids that watch Blue's Clues scored like 20% higher than kids that watch Sesame Street, who still scored a ton higher than kids who watch nothing.
It's like probably making those brain connections.
It was weird because all the kids who watch Dora answered all in Spanish and failed.
Sesame Street helped me learn Spanish. Sesame Street
song?
Was one of the first shows to really get you into Spanish.
Do you remember
what's
the
Counting in Spanish song?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
No,
I remember that.
The thing I liked about Sesame Street is that Sesame Street was, and this is, I think, this is part of the reason Blue's Clues is able to be more maybe efficient educationally, because they don't do this. But Sesame Street intentionally tried to be a show that parents could stand to watch with their kids.
Well, also, Sesame Street doesn't have a specific... like, Blue's Clues has a much more specific target age range.
Mm-hmm.
Blue's Clues is specifically targeted to the, you know, the youngest of younger viewers. And Teletubbies is like, you know, toddlers, you know?
Yeah, like real little.
Really young kids. You know, with the bright colors and all mm-hmm. the nonsense that goes on with Teletubbies, that's, you know, that's what that's for.
Mm-hmm.
But Sesame Street can hit anywhere from toddlers all the way to age 10. And mm-hmm. Not that they expect to necessarily hit 10, mm-hmm. but they can. And yeah. they know that that happens.
And there's
and
also...
so their programming adjusts for that.
There's, like, adult things that adults can watch and get.
Yes.
You know, especially with, like, the celebrities and stuff like that, that where they can want to watch Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm. And not only on the... It's fun, because on the writing team, you have these wonderful comedy writers. You have these wonderful, you know, people with PhDs in education. And then you have people that are just plain old television writers, and it's such an amazing balance on Sesame Street. And I love, you know, each character has something to them. You know, Elmo's clearly for the young folks, and Bert and Ernie skew you know, a little bit older. Big Bird is somewhere, you know, younger than Bert and Ernie.
And bird lovers, of course. Don't forget that.
Bird yeah. lovers.
I feel like Bert and Ernie are like our our age range. Like, because they're the two guys, they're roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just friends.
In the urban area.
Yeah, just in an
dudes, room. Just two bros.
Just two bros.
Just two
bro
dudes
out.
Living life.
They never change clothes. They always wear the same pair of jeans.
Just like us.
Every
Nick,
day.
Like us.
If I could never change clothes and I had clothes that I loved as much as Bert and Ernie loved their clothes, I would wear those
I have a pair of clothes that I would, if there's an action figure of me, he would always be wearing.
Yeah. You know, like,
it's very simple.
Which one is that?
Blue jeans that are kind of tight, not hipster tight, okay, but they're jeans that are close to being hipster tight.
Yeah, they just fit
why are
well.
You? You're just staring at me.
The Cooladom now with jeans that are kind of hipster tight.
And then it's my blue plaid shirt with no undershirt.
That's
I wear that
true.
Every
I love
day.
Good luck for you, Nick.
Is that what you wore yesterday
that's,
in the show?
No, that's a different blue shirt. That'd be like. The version 3 action figure. That'd be What's like Lando Calrissian in the Skiff Guard.
It's funny because like if I got the doll from Nick Makula like season 1 instead of whatever this season is, it would just totally differently. Because you used
jeans,
to have the with the big holes in them.
Big holes. Hoodie. You evolve.
Well, you evolve, but in Sesame Street, the characters don't really change. Big
they
Bird
can't.
Never ages.
They're forbidden.
Every year, Big Sesame. Bird turns 7.
Do you guys remember Follow That Bird?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
What a fun movie that was. You guys done a Follow
yeah,
the Birds?
Yeah,
a
Big Bird movie.
Yeah.
It was
totally
a full-on feature film that was released in theaters about Big Bird.
That's awesome.
I feel like you made me watch it, B-Wo.
I definitely did. Yeah.
I was scared of that movie.
Taped his eyes out open.
Oh, I was worried you were going to say cancer.
I was terrified of that movie.
I expose a lot of Octavarius to Sesame Street. I fucking love Sesame Street. What do you got to say about Follow That Bird, Scott?
I don't really remember much of it other than he got basically kidnapped by the circus. And they painted him purple or pink?
Oh, no.
Yes. Something like that. And he was just depressed as shit.
He was.
And then he got home okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sounds like a great movie.
Yeah. I didn't like it that much.
It was.
Sold it.
It got into some heavy shit. But hey. Yeah, man. I mean, they have, there's some about Jim Henson and the mind of Jim Henson.
He just aged.
Amazing. And
he had a birthday.
Oh, okay.
And the folks that Jim Henson was able to get together, I mean, everybody knows Frank Oz.
Yeah.
Fucking Yoda.
Star Wars.
Wizard of Oz.
And whenever those... And whenever Jim Henson and Frank Oz had characters together in a scene, no matter what puppets they were brilliant together. I mean, Bert and Ernie stick out as one of the best duos of all time.
You know, they're Hispanic? You know that?
Did
you? We've been through this in a podcast, right?
They could be.
They are.
I don't really care. They're fucking puppets. What does it matter?
They're just two dudes.
Who cares? It's just two dudes.
No, wait.
It never matters. One's orange, the other's yellow.
Hispanics own them, so.
Yeah.
So don't talk about it.
That's the fun thing about puppets is they don't really have ethnicities.
They're just
Bert and Ernie.
Well.
Hispanic.
And Big Bird is clearly a bird.
He's a Yoda. He's
a transsexual.
If they have certain colors, or their bird over, it doesn't matter. It's like everyone's friends here, and I think that's so great.
Which is why it's extra funny when puppets are racist.
I thought they're all monsters.
And like Oscar the Grouch, he's just a dick.
Well, he lives in the garbage, so how good does he have it?
Well, he has Slimy, his friend. The
yeah,
worm.
His friend, the worm.
He's an angry, crazy homeless man who lives in the garbage and is friends with a snail.
Tins, I'll have you know.
Yes, Brian.
Slimy went to outer space.
So?
Who the fuck you know went to outer space?
Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin.
You know what makes Buzz Aldrin better than a worm? Ain't no fucking worm. Although, you know what makes a worm better than Buzz Aldrin? Many more hearts.
Got him.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Had a heart off.
So I guess you're right. A worm is just about as equal as Buzz Aldrin.
It's not just any worm. It's Slimy. We know you ate a worm. That was another podcast. We mentioned this like about a month and a half ago.
I just want to say, I mean, in case people forgot, I ate a worm once.
I
also pretended I was Oscar the Grouch and got yelled at.
Many ladies.
Why are you hiding in garbage cans?
Well, okay, you know, like, I don't know if you guys ever had the garbage can thing.
You did hide in the garbage can.
Where you were not eating worms while you were hiding in the garbage.
Not true. You know how you had those brown garbage bags that you would attach to, like, the cylinder thing in your garage and the top would flip over?
Yeah. Very confused.
Yeah, it's a garbage bag, but instead of having it open, you hooked it up to something so you could always have it closed.
Oh!
That thing. One time, I was like six, and I wanted to be Oscar the Grouch, so I just jumped into it. And I landed in a bunch of grass from the lawnmower, and then it kind of just sunk out, and then ripped a hole and fell out, causing all this grass and all the newspaper just to fall everywhere. And then my dad walked out, he's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm Oscar the Grouch." He's like, "No, you're not. No.
You're my son."
Mikula, I hope you don't take offense, but it sounds like as a kid, you were just such a little shit.
I was. I was awesome. I was great. My parents were so happy when I went to college.
I can't imagine how many situations that your dad just walked into a room, saw you in X position.
He saw me looking at all my Christmas
and just
presents.
Said, "Yeah, I should have fucking drowned him."
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's
I love you, Mikula. You know I'm kidding.
I met a human Oscar the Grouch in my first apartment in college.
What?
I went to take out the garbage.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, I
forgot about this.
I took out the garbage and I went to throw it in the dumpster and I threw it in and then the dumpster said, "Ow."
Never mind.
And then there was a man who was rummaging through the trash, covered in trash. Looked dirty too. Probably smelled dirty, but I stayed far enough
away. Did a bunch of worms fall out of the dumpster, and you immediately said, "Hey, nice friends."
does he also get mail there?
You know, I don't know, because Oscar gets mail.
That's right, he does get mail.
Yeah, that's it, like that's that? Is definitely his apartment.
I was looking up the ethnicities of all the Muppets. but before I got to that, did you guys know that there's an HIV Muppet?
Yes, that's not a Muppet in Africa. Yeah, that's in Africa.
I had no idea there was a Muppet that had HIV.
Wait,
I
mean, what big what, story? What does any of this mean?
HIV
What's his name?
No.
His name is Takalani Sesame.
Yeah, and he it means is HIV
be
positive.
Happy in
it's a female. Canada. It's a female character.
Because the thing is, like, educate. In the places where that show airs, 20-30% of the population has HIV. So
yeah,
that's a lot of people.
I guess I just never would have thought they would have had a Muppet accommodation. Mm. I mean, it's very cool of them to have thought of that.
Because there's so much. There's lots of different information sources about HIV in a lot of those African countries. Mm-hmm. Like the U.S. government says stuff, but ours is like kind of tainted by our own politics. And then there's also like obviously people talk about it. Nobody wants to get infected. And there's like all these like various stereotypes about everything. And there's actually a great This American Life called, I think it was about gossip or something like that. And one of the stories was about a, like how people talk about HIV in these like very remote towns. But it's really smart of them to engage in that because there's like kids who are just going to grow up hearing like what the older people on the bus say or whatever, because no one wants to talk about, it's like a step worse than the birds and bees talk with your parents, like the birds, bees, and then the diseases you get from them.
That sounds like an awesome book.
I love the birds, the bees,
and the diseases you can get from them.
I love that children's shows address those fears, like primordial fears.
Who was really good at tackling like things you could, as a child, be afraid of is Mr. Rogers.
Are you thinking of how you can't get sucked down the drain?
Maybe, because I think we actually talked about it last week.
We did? I think so. We did. We totally did.
Yeah.
You know who got sucked down the drain?
In the Cop Podcast. Somehow.
We are mixing things.
Makula's going to expose some of his insanity again.
Sucked down the drain, Makula?
No. I did not. I bled down it one time. That's a different story. Oh, that's weird. No, I sucked out a piece of glass.
Why are you doing
what
this?
What is going on?
I haven't had
You're
food.
You're not that weird.
No,
he is.
You know who got... So I didn't... Real quick. I didn't watch Nickelodeon. I hated Nickelodeon for a completely different reason.
Why?
Nickelodeon. That's why. That's because every single year of grade school, everyone would say that to me, and it got really annoying, so I boycotted Nickelodeon. I hated it.
Oh, because of your name.
Nick. That's right.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Dude, thank God you weren't named Cartoon Network.
What?
I didn't care.
Because your name was Nick?
How bad could those burns be, though?
Like, you know what?
How bad it's like hey, I bet you're going to marry Clarissa who explains it all. Huh, Nick?
Something like that. Yeah, people were like, hey, we're going to throw paint at you. It's like green slime.
You know, fucking brave, Nick. I've been putting up a Karate Kid joke since I was 8 years old.
Did you ever get called?
Daniel's Nickelodeon.
I made that joke about you, too.
You know what, Nick? Good job. You know what I had a lot of in elementary school? Hamburgers.
But did you ever have
Nick? Still found them delicious. Thought they were great. Even though I was often called a hamburger, still ate them. They were good.
Did anybody ever rhyme with your name, has a small dick? Because I had that all throughout grade school, too.
Is it true?
No, they...
I'm not going
to... Just say no, Nick.
Yes, no. Nick. Come on, Nick. Nobody wants to know the size of your penis.
Plead the fifth, Makula.
Overtime.
Overtime.
Going... Let's take it in overtime.
No, but so I never watched Nickelodeon because my childhood was just horribly ruined by it.
Yeah,
but you know what show I did watch?
What?
Muppet Babies. And guess what happened to them?
Muppet Babies.
Boom, boom. Yeah. They got sucked down a drain twice.
That's true.
They got sucked down a drain twice.
Twice.
Babies.
It's the greatest show ever. Because it combined Star Wars.
Oh, that's right. They did have
Kermit
Star Wars.
Landed in Dagobah.
Yes.
I love that show. If that show's on DVD, I'm buying it. Or on January 29th, you guys can get me that.
On January 29th day.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on.
My mom would make me watch My mom made me watch Barney so that I didn't freak out.
What?
Because, like...
In case you saw a dinosaur?
Well, Lisa's just young enough where, like, Barney... You were on the, like, tail end of... Or, I mean, the beginning of Barney.
Yeah,
I was big on Barney.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently, I would want to go to school, like, super, super early. This is, like, kindergarten times. And I'd be, like, banging on the door, like, I want to go to school! And just, like, I'd want to go crazy early. My mom's like, go watch Barney. Go watch Barney. And, like, so she would distract me. And then I'd just be in front of the TV, like, wow. So.
Magical box.
Yeah. I would freak out about some things. I'd freak out about the ice cream man.
I remember
you
once.
Wait, what?
I was grounded. Yeah. I wasn't even grounded. I was just sent to my room. And I couldn't watch Barney. And I was livid.
Yeah,
I was
like,
you can't do this to me!
Right?
You can't!
Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
Show it so good!
Get me my lawyer!
I get it!
Get me Chris Sabian!
It's for me!
Child attorney's
like
a negotiator.
Drugs,
to negotiate the Barney deal.
I'm 2 years older than you, Keith. I'm 3 years older than Lisa. And I just... I saw Barney. I got it. And like, but it just wasn't for me.
Hated it.
But there's like not that much age difference between us.
Mm-mm.
It's because when Barney hit, we were old enough
to watch X-Men.
And people would make fun of you for watching Barney because it was a kids show and we were supposed to be too old.
It's funny, 1 year is usually like that's good enough. I'm pretty much 1 year where I hate the Power Rangers.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Power Rangers
is awesome.
I'm too old for that show.
Are you kidding me?
That's a kids show.
Dude,
I didn't like
them
till college. I'm with you, Scott.
They had their own
I hated Power Rangers.
Megazord?
Dragon Sword, maybe you've heard of it.
No.
Checkmate.
I hate it.
Did you guys read, there's like recent research, I don't know if it's been discredited yet, but
good start.
There was there was a big article in a bunch of Chicago papers about how children's television shows are lowering the attention span of children, SpongeBob was their big example because it's always like flashing and it's like really quick cuts and stuff like that. But
SpongeBob's
they cited a bunch of different
awesome.
Things. I know, I love SpongeBob.
They say like people who watch SpongeBob like I forget what the other one. It might have been even Dora the Explorer. Like they compared two people who watch those TV shows, and then the group that watched SpongeBob was like 8 times stupider than the group that watched Dora the Explorer.
I bet they were a lot funnier. Spoke a lot more English.
SpongeBob's hilarious, and he deals with so many issues. It's so fun.
But I think like that's I don't think it's the content that they're attacking. I think they're
it's
saying
just
like the
style.
Well, and the speed at which it goes, because it'll be like boom,
fuck
boom,
you,
boom.
I'll edit my show the way I want it edited.
Yeah.
See, I feel
not
like
according
maybe,
to the Children's Television Act. You
maybe
won't.
Children have always been able to understand things at a quick pace, and we've just been giving them these boring 30-minute versions of something they could have enjoyed in 5 minutes.
Sure. Why not have Jerry Bruckheimer edit like Care Bears or something? You know.
But Quilla, just, you don't like any of these shows we've talked to. What did you like?
Yeah. What do you like?
Star Wars.
Man. I did.
Like
this is my mom's.
Five, 4, 5, 6. Like before you can actually.
You're gonna laugh at me, but it's literally like my mom noticed that I just didn't like the cartoon. Like didn't watch. I have no idea who SpongeBob is. I know what he looks like. I don't care.
Yeah, we were a little old on the SpongeBob.
That's why. Why?
Uh-huh.
But like, I mean, I liked.
I discovered
still
SpongeBob
good.
Later in life.
Yeah. Good.
I like Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles was like a little bit later on, but we're talking about like, because I loved that,
okay.
But
yeah,
like,
kids
ages 4 through 6, my parents were like, wow, he's not watching, he doesn't get it, so.
What do we do with this demon?
What do we do with it? Oh, Paula, Star Wars is on USA, bring Nick down, and we're just going to play with him,
USA
and then I just, and you laugh. Star Wars is the thing that I watched. Like, I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm. So wait, are you saying they didn't make you watch the movie, but they had you, like, come play in that room
absorb
it?
We know friends of ours that have a son that they raise him on Star Wars. Like,
because, I mean, I have no idea what those movies are about, but it was just entertaining to me. Like, I knew there was the snow one. There was Dark Vader, as I called him.
Yeah.
You know, like
I remember
the teddy bear one,
the eclipse crashing into the Death Star. Like that scene, I remember so vividly
I remember
as a
that
kid.
Too. I remember Jabba.
It wasn't the eclipse, you idiot. It was the executioner.
Oh, you're right.
The executor,
you're right.
I'm not the executioner.
We're all idiots, except Nick.
It was the executor.
Nerd
right.
Boner.
Which one was Eclipse then? Was that the big
was
one they made
Dark
later?
Empire.
Yeah, that's.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm really exposed there.
Yeah, I have that comic.
Nick McCoola just flexed his sick ass butt at me.
Yeah,
it's good butt.
Yeah,
good
man. It's
but like it's
got to
be than... it's got to be weird if you're the creator of SpongeBob, which is a great show like that I love. I mean,
I have the study too if you want. It's...
But yeah, but like, what do you do if you're the creator of SpongeBob and then like an article comes out saying your show makes kids stupid?
I'll tell you what they did. They got renewed for a 9th season.
Way to go! Fuck you, science.
Look,
it makes money, dude.
Yeah.
It's correlative evidence. It's bullshit.
Yeah, it might just be the kids that like SpongeBob have shorter attention spans, which is why they like SpongeBob.
Yeah,
very well be. Or maybe the people that watch SpongeBob am stupid.
Maybe there's subliminal messaging that says for them to be stupid.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, man. Life is hard enough. To put in all that effort to throw in subliminal messages, that's a lot of effort. And extra money. Who has the money and time to do that stuff?
I can get in front of a microphone and softly say, be stupid, be stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I know, Tins, I know you could do that, but wouldn't you want to do that for money?
Octavarius presents the Be Stupid Podcast. Get ready for 45 minutes of this.
Be stupid.
Can we do that? Wouldn't we be arrested for that? Is that...
I'm sure we wouldn't be arrested.
I think we've already admitted that.
No, it's a felony.
We should make an act for ourselves saying comedy people should put out at least 45 minutes a week of material that is hurtful to people intelligently and comedically.
You can't do that. Like, there's a Saved by the Bell episode where Zach Morris got in real trouble.
That's why we're going to make it an act.
Yeah.
Once it's law, it's good.
Is Saved by the Bell too old?
It was too old for kids.
Is that?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
it's junior high.
That's not preschool programming.
You see, for me as a kid, I didn't get into live action programming at all. Like live action was boring to me.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, give me Saved.
Oh, you know, dinosaurs are still lumped in with cartoons.
And like, I really like Full House and Step by Step.
See,
Family Matters. I
never got
into
any of them.
Loved them.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like those. That was my sitcom for me. That
step by step, day by day, first
set away.
You know what show?
Let's finish it.
Long away, say, we'll make it better. Second time.
I don't know this at all.
Oh man, Step by Step, and it had the cool older cousin who was there for no reason.
Cody,
and then he was kickboxer as well. So that
I've never
awesome.
Seen Step by Step.
Hey dudes, I was just wanted to make a sandwich out of the roast beef in the fridge. Maybe we could all do it, you know.
I made a post on Octavarius about how all of those shows had the same song composing and performing team.
And sexy saxophone.
Yeah, they all had the same people write those themes.
It was the 90s that made the saxophone not sexy anymore.
Yeah, because the 80s had it all sexy.
I think it was still sexy in the
90s. It was, but they used it in a less sexy manner.
Yeah,
they showed children running into their families, hugging arms at a picnic.
Yeah,
it's not a sweaty man with candles.
Were there any, like... big Disney kids shows. I know, like, everyone watched Nick Jr. and Gullah Gullah Island. All those,
I never had a Disney channel.
I enjoyed the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, I watched the Mickey Mouse Club.
That's old people stuff. I was all about Carrie Russell. Carrie Russell was a hottie.
She's gorgeous now.
Yeah. Well, she was gorgeous when she was a teenager and I was a small child. I thought that was what a woman should be. With her ripped jeans and awesome flowy hair and sweet vests
nothing
over
on
a
Topanga.
Button down. Well,
Topanga
was a hottie bow body. Topanga was a
hottie bow body.
Topanga was quite, but Topanga didn't, like, she...
No, she was, you know what? I loved her crimped hair. I thought her crimped hair was fucking awesome.
Quite the 11-year-old girl.
Well, I was 9, so her crimped hair was awesome to me.
Oh, I know. I was right there with you.
Yeah, that was a rad 11-year-old for my 9-year-old body. I thought... Oh, my God. I don't know, I was 9, and I was like, that's
a hottie.
Is
Brian a pedophile if he envisions himself as a 9-year-old boy?
Yes.
I don't know, like,
he's still not a 9-year-old boy.
I don't... I'm not a Danielle Fischel... I'm not that down with Danielle Fischel, all right? But, like, when I was 9, I was down with Danielle Fischel.
Yeah, I was there with you.
You know? I thought... Topanga.
Hey, let's talk about something less incriminating. Huh?
Okay.
Look, you never had a crush on any of the... You ever thought, like, you know... Like,
Wendy Cooper from Wonder Years.
Wendy Peppercorn from The Sandlot.
Wendy Cooper, though. Oh.
Yeah, from Wonder Years. I never thought she was attractive at all.
Winnie Cooper?
I am so wrong about everything's name today.
All the names are insignificant.
Sure thing,
it was the character that lives on.
Do you had a crush on her? No.
So much so. And so much so that I was mad at the main character, even though I enjoyed his performance as well. Yeah. I was like, it should be me. Me! Let me out of my room!
Keith, were you an angry kid?
No, I just didn't like being disciplined.
Being disciplined sucks.
My parents never grounded me or like anything.
I felt like I didn't do anything really that bad, and I really hadn't. Compared to how many bad kids there were, idiots like Makula running around.
I'm awesome.
I was an angel. I'm still an angel, and you gotta understand that. You gotta, like, punish me at a relative level to how dumb everyone else is.
I think you're a nice guy.
I felt the same.
So I hated, like, all I did was accidentally do something. Don't punish me for an accident. Yes, I'll be more careful next time. Don't make me not watch Barney, you demons!
Right, Barney was a shit.
I love that Barney. I was so upset.
I didn't like Barney. I liked his, didn't he have a nephew or something? Like a
two, oh, the that was like, yellow dinosaurs, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
There was like a girl one, too.
It was.
Baby Bop.
Baby Bop.
Fuck yeah, Baby Bop.
Baby Bop.
That was a hottie.
My manual body.
I wanted to baby bop that.
I told you I watched it too long.
Maybe I'd twist it and pull it too.
Wait, you guys watch Lamb Chop?
Lamb Chop.
Alright, they can YouTube it.
We gotta provide this 45 minutes somewhere.
And they'll continue singing it because they're hung up on drugs. This is the song. My uncle taught me that while we were fishing one time. His mistake. My cousin and I thought it was so funny. We had no idea what drugs were or like why that. We just knew that drugs were bad. But we sang that like the whole rest of the day, and he couldn't get out of the boat.
I feel like all your life occurs on that fishing
boat.
Yes,
Nick McQueen. There was one cartoon I did enjoy. Do you guys remember? I don't know what it's called. It was the anti-drug one that had the Ninja Turtles. It had every single cartoon character.
Oh, I do know that one.
Do you guys remember this?
Like that half-hour special or whatever it is?
Yeah.
The one that I think I saw in like my elementary school library. Yes, Tins.
Yeah.
Yes. They aired that on every network. The first time they aired it, it was on every broadcast network. So CBS, Fox, NBC, and ABC.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about where it originated.
And then they did play it in libraries and everything.
When you say like every character, what are you talking about? Like every
the Ninja Turtles were in there. I'm trying to think like
Bugs Bunny, the Ninja
Bugs
Turtles
Bunny,
were there. Sonic. Some of the Ninja Turtles stopped by.
Is it called Cartoon All Stars?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm on the website, which is from 1996, I assume.
Is it on GeoCities?
Yes, it's very GeoCities.
Is it red text on black background?
It's like rainbow text on blue, bright blue background.
Vomit.
Yeah.
The internet is so much better now.
Just popped in my head. Anyone else wake up at like 5 in the morning to watch Adventures in Wonderland?
Yes.
Oh, it's so weird.
Live action show where Tweedledee and Tweedledum are like the rappers.
Yes. Man, Lauren is going to be so mad
so
she wasn't
good.
Here.
I get up so early every day to watch Adventures in Wonderland.
As a child, I would get up at 5 in the morning to watch The Muppet Show.
Oh.
It started with The Muppet Show, and then it moved on.
Really all
I had appointment television as a child. I would get up at 5. I'd know the Muppet Show was on at 5. That's how it started.
Yeah.
And then, no matter what, and Adventures in Wonderland became one of those shows for me.
Yeah, really.
I was like,
it's
God,
so good.
I had to be up at like 6 a.m. to watch that show.
I would do that for Mystery Science Theater.
I remember
a very young child.
I remember waking up with my brothers at 5 in the morning, but it was only half because there were cartoons on, and half because my parents had just purchased a new bumper pool table. So after a couple weeks of that, my parents had to be like, hey guys, how about no more waking up at 5 in the morning and loudly playing bumper pool with cartoons on?
You know what? I would also wake up, Dr. Demento was on at 6 a.m.
You had Dr. Demento on at 6? I always remember Dr. Demento on at Sundays at 10.
It was on like Saturday or Sunday morning at 6 in the morning, and I would just like wake up and turn it on and then half the time fall back asleep while it was on. But I would try really hard because I loved it as a kid.
Do you guys remember the Kid Zone?
Yeah,
no.
Or the Co-Zone of Fox.
Co-Zone, that's
yes,
what it was.
I was a member of the Fox Kids Club.
Yeah.
I had a card and I kept it in my wallet as
a
child. Rich Coase, who's now Svengoolie.
That's right.
Yes, yeah, Rich Coase on Fox 32 here in Chicago.
Yeah.
That was when television programming. That was when cable still wasn't as prevalent, so you could make a lot of money as a local network broadcasting cartoons that were in syndication. And you'd usually have a local personality host the show, you know, like Bozo introduces cartoons,
sure,
and things
sure.
like that. Well, Rich Coase was that guy for Chicago's Kids Club in the late 80s, early 90s.
Now, let me ask you, Biwo, as a member of the Fox Kids Club, what are the perks, the benefits of being
a member? You get the monthly newsletter. Which
and the recognition.
Which includes, yeah, you
street
get that sweet-ass card.
Street cred.
You get a sweet card that you can carry in your wallet.
Is it like laminated, plastic, cardboard? Probably cardboard.
You could laminate it
cardboard.
For yourself.
But
it
was
really
probably
like more cardstock paper.
Okay.
And you get this...
But like premium cardstock paper.
Whatever, we're kids. It's still awesome.
And you get this monthly newsletter, which included information about all the cartoons that you loved watching. Like, I got the Fox Kids Club newsletter into, like, 1994. So I had, like, Life with Louie stuff on there.
Yeah,
and there's
X-Men, Spider-Man.
There's word search in there. Things.
Yes, there's crossword
Whoa.
Puzzles, word search. There's so many things you can do.
You can find all the words of all the coolest products you can have your parents buy you, like Bubblicious.
Dude, it was fucking
I'm sure
awesome.
It was all ads.
Yeah, it was.
What
there
else
were a
would
lot
be?
Of them. Mostly, it was mostly just ads for the show, just to get you into the show.
Yeah.
It was just to get you more into those shows. Like, I'd read more about Eek the Cat. And
yeah. Well, I guess it's like you gotta keep a fan base sometime, especially like pre-internet days.
Didn't
you
guys
wanted
subscribe to
hook kids,
Nickelodeon
you...
magazine? Did
yes,
anyone else?
I fucking did.
Fuck yes, Nickelodeon.
No, I was the third boy.
Can't believe
it
all
was,
these people.
It wasn't
have
polite
magazine.
Of me to ask my parents to spend money.
I had Nickelodeon. I got Nickelodeon magazine, Sports Illustrated for Kids.
No.
I read all that shit.
No.
Negative.
I read Star Wars books.
Star Wars
Insider. I even read in the Chicago Tribune on Tuesdays had kid news, and I would read kid
news.
I read kid news.
Oh, I read the kid news.
Did you guys ever watch Nick News with Linda Ellerby?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember that.
No, because it was news. I'm not watching the news.
True
yeah,
words.
Yeah, yeah, like they, you know, they.
It was shitty. You're right, Tin.
Was it?
It was shitty.
Linda Ellerby did good programs.
Okay,
it was
what?
Boring as a boner, like on a bag of rice.
Probably was.
Yeah.
I
like his colloquialism.
What was Nick News?
Like
what did that entail?
Like kid news, basically, right?
What do you mean by
they
kid
cover,
news?
Their coverment of the impeachment trial was.
Did
was
you just use the word coverment?
Yes.
Good.
Sorry, I have this gif of Wolverine punching Cyclops.
I've seen that gif. It's great. It's from the X-Men cartoon series.
Yeah, that's what
he just walks up from behind him.
Bakula, eager to see it, scurries over to the far side of the room.
This is terrible, but it's a really great gif. Because now we can post that on our Twitter.
I'll put it on the chat room, then I'll put it on Twitter.
Okay, okay. So yeah, because everybody should see that
yeah,
gif.
Yeah, I want to see it over here, and I want to get up.
Yeah,
posted in the chat.
I remember when I was in kindergarten or first grade, when I was first diagnosed with bad eyes, I didn't know what, had no idea what it was.
Uh-huh.
And so the first theory was that that it wasn't my eyes at all. It was that I was mentally handicapped. But then they figured out that that was not the case. I'm still not sure how. And then the next theory was that I had lazy eye. So the doctor prescribed that I wear a patch over my better eye and then watch television as often as possible.
Huh.
But so like the first day that it happened, I was like, this is the greatest problem ever. And I had like gotten out of school to go to the eye doctor and everything. So my mom brought me home and it was, you know, maybe like 11. And she was like, well, I guess you have to watch TV now. And I turned on Cartoon Network, and it was, like, all the boring cartoons that they don't show during prime time.
Damn it!
So I watched, like, ones. 3 hours of Hong Kong Phooey. So I was like,
oh, that's a shame.
That belongs on Boomerang.
I like Boomerang. Do you guys have... we were talking about Sesame Street and counting before, and I'm trying to think. There are very specific scenes from Sesame Street that I remember, and they all have to do with counting. Do you guys remember... The baker that would fall down the stairs.
Mm.
No one remembers this.
The baker that fell down the stairs.
It was just
an actual baker.
Is there a song with it?
No, it would just cut to this baker at the top of the stairs, and he was carrying, you know, between one and like eight number of pies, and he would just yell out, five blueberry pies, and then just fall down the stairs.
It rings a bell.
And that was it. But I'm just trying to think. Do you guys have anything specific that stands out? I'm trying to reminisce about some of my...
You know what? I just looked it up, and the first thing that came up is, does anyone remember that baker dude from Sesame Street who fall downstairs?
Oh, shit, I posted that last week on that site.
This is answers.yahoo.com.
That is so funny.
You know what I remember? I remember the those guys in Fraggle Rock that would like mine crystals.
Yeah, the doozers.
Doozers. And would Fraggles eat that? Like,
yes,
didn't they
Fraggles
eat crystals?
Would, whatever the doozers built, the materials that they used to build their structures is what the doozers would eat. You guys saw the gif.
Yeah, the gif's finally coming around.
I've been watching it for the last 5 minutes.
It's just been going. It's very funny.
Gotta love GIFs.
Please check our Twitter feed for that GIF. Twitter.com/Octavarius.
Right, one more time.
Okay. Did you guys watch what was the tank engine? What was the engine?
I watched it with Ringo Starr and George Carlin.
Yeah, George Carlin.
George Carlin was the Mr. Conductor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it.
I hate it.
Really?
I liked trains.
Well, I don't get
what
he's just a train. Right?
I loved trains, like, and I didn't enjoy that show.
He doesn't even really talk.
He just tells a story. It's just like it basically read a book while you see the train go, right?
Yeah, and the people talk to the trains and give them orders and shit.
I feel like that gives you like.
I was
like,
down for the drama.
I love the drama. Because sometimes the trains are derailed.
Thomas has derailed again.
But like trains don't talk in real life, and you end up having my problem where your best friend's a fire truck. You know?
Oh, yeah.
What?
you're talking about educational material. Like, trains, at least I'm not aware of this, trains don't talk in real life.
Yeah.
As far as I know. I've never had...
No, that's not my problem. I was questioning the part where you said that your best friend was a fire truck. Can you please address that part of your
I believe
what
it.
Was his name
yeah, me
first?
Too.
I just
Fred.
Want to know more about this.
Fred, the fire truck was his name.
Was... Cool. Did
his
it have a toy fire truck or was it a real fire
it was
truck?
It was like this huge, like 3 foot long, like like metal die cast fire truck.
Dude, that's awesome.
Was it
a Tonka truck?
Sure.
Like a Tonka fire truck?
Yeah, like but that big, you know.
Huge.
Yeah, like three
and
feet.
Like it was bigger than me, but it was my friend. So I would walk around like the first day of kindergarten, like my mom's walking me to the bus stop. She's like, "Are you ready to go?" I'm like, "Yeah." Then I ran downstairs, grabbed the fire truck, and then proceeded to walk all the way to the bus stop.
So, like, instead of having like Woody, like from Toy Story,
I had Fred the fire truck.
You had Fred the fire truck.
That makes sense. You have like their blankets. I had a thing with a inflatable rabbit, like these things.
Wait, what? You had an inflatable rabbit?
Yeah, it's called Jessica. It was actually an Easter decoration, but she became one of my best friends.
So you brought it to school?
Just everywhere.
Everywhere.
We went on a trip to Arizona, and I brought her, and then I insisted that I was like six. I insisted that we have a birthday party for Jessica, the inflatable rabbit.
Did they?
I can only assume so, yeah.
I would worry about getting an inflatable rabbit too close to candles.
She's like this tall.
What?
Like 3 feet. Wow.
All right.
That's a really big rabbit. Yeah.
Did you have to re-inflate the rabbit?
Yeah, I assume that. I packed it up and then had to inflate her. But she's like real cute. She had a dress
on. See you on the other side.
She's like a pink little dress and a bow. Yeah.
Was it like that?
Well, I never dressed Frank or Fred in the fire truck up.
Well, it was a truck, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, but like I hung out with him. We would watch movies together. I pretended he was a dog one time.
Not like you would throw a stick and say, "Go get it."
Cola trucks don't watch movies, and they ain't dogs.
No, I was
trying to figure out what the relationship was.
It's like a blankie. Like
you put your own projections of what you want that to be.
It's like
you
feel safe.
Yeah, it's like your safe zone. Like it's LP is an artist. It's like a blank sketchbook. Draw what you want on the fire truck.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
He's your friend. He's a dog. He's a sleeping bag.
I don't know.
What?
I never had that.
Back up. A 3-foot fire truck was your sleeping bag? Well, how on earth?
You said it was metal die cast.
You said it was a die cast.
My parents, like, one morning, I don't mind this, my parents, my mom told me this, like, a couple years ago. She's like, we woke you up, we had breakfast, and we realized that you were all bruised. Like, your leg and arm, like, were bruised. We're like, oh my god, did he fall off his bed? What happened to him? Like, did he, you know, and I was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine. So then they'd watch, and they would sleep in the room next to me to hear if I'd, like, fallen out of the bed. It didn't happen. So a couple days later, my dad decided to walk into the room where I was sleeping and just lifted up the covers that I was using as disguise covers and saw that I had a fire truck on me. And he was using the fire truck. And just, you know, when you sleep, you roll around. So my knees and elbows are just whacking into this die-cast fire truck. I'm more manly now because of it, because I can't feel pain.
Yeah.
I slept with the fire truck.
You're like die-cast metal fire truck.
So now you're like the chat room with the falling baker, if anyone wants to watch it.
I do want to watch it, but I can't right now.
But he just essentially just falls down the stairs a bunch of times.
That's on my DVD.
Yes. You ever think that baker's fallen down a golf course?
You know what, I often think that, yes.
Boy, he would need a couple of Clouds golf tips.
Swim.
Before you head out onto the golf course, just get a bunch of bruises. Make yourself look real manly. Maybe sleep with a fire truck. That way, everyone else will be scared away, and you'll win every time.
Yeah, that has been
Clouds Golf Tips.
5.
Oh, wow. Well, we are quickly reaching the end of our podcast time, but I do want to remind everybody that is listening live to come to our kids show this Sunday at 7 p.m., Comedy Sports Theater, 929 West Belmont. And for those who are not listening live, check us out every Sunday at 7 p.m. at that same location.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be puppets.
Yeah, the show is great. It's going to be great because we made a bunch of puppets today.
We literally rehearsed exclusively with puppets, basically, mm-hmm. today.
Yeah. And thanks, everybody who came to the cop show yesterday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I got to wear my holster. Yeah, that was mm-hmm. cool.
I got to fuck a corpse. It was great.
We had folks from Austria and New York.
Yeah,
that's right. We did have an Austrian.
I didn't meet the New Yorkers. I met the Austrian.
The Austrian chick.
Yeah, Keith and I got to be identical robots.
Yeah, we were robots the whole night.
Beep, beep, boop.
But this is just about going to do it tonight for us, folks. But before we go, it's time for Nick McCullough's
7 words of wisdom. Say it again, Nickelodeon.
I'm counting 4 right now.
Yeah.
I put chick as 2.
No. What? Nah.
Okay. And Nickelodeon's 1. It just says last
3 more. Yeah, 3 more words, Makula.
3 more words, Makula.
I dare you.
There we go. That has been Nick McCullough's
7 words of wisdom.
Can you repeat that in some way? Because I did
sure.
Say it again, Nickelodeon. I dare you.
Pretty good. That made sense.
Yeah. I mean, not that Nickelodeon says anything.
Made sense.
Ever as a character.
No, you have to understand, like, where that scene, when the book comes
no,
out.
No. You get seven words.
All right, everyone, that is for realsies. He's going to do it for us. Until next time, have 8 days in a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye. Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.